This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Delegate David Toscano joins us on the phone. You are out on the road as we speak, is that right?
You know, I just walked into my office, just got back from resting, so it was a long haul today.
A busy man. Wanted to have you join us this afternoon. We understand that Governor Kaine had a very important announcement. Senator Allen's announcement wasn't the only big announcement in Northern Virginia today. Governor Kaine made another one that you were up there personally to witness. Tell us what happened today.
Well, Governor Kaine has been able to identify nearly $4 million in state monies that can go to assist localities who are faced with the loss of federal funding for child care scholarships for working families. You might remember that back in the spring, we were notified that the federal funding for these initiatives was going to be terminated, with the result that a lot of working families would be put at risk for losing their child care assistance. Governor Kaine tried to work with the General Assembly toward the end of the session through a budget amendment, but it was never permitted to be voted on and therefore never passed. But he's been working hard ever since and has been able to identify some money that will go to help working families retain and maintain their child care assistance. That's great news.
David Toscano is our guest on the phone. We have been following this story for quite some time. It's the child care subsidy program administered by the Virginia Department of Social Services and locally by the United Way. And one of the reasons that this interested me personally was that we have a lot of evidence to show that this is one program that actually works, that the folks who take advantage of this program to help them out with child care while they work and get on better footing actually do move off of welfare. And so they get to a point where they don't need this program anymore.
Precisely. And, you know, child care can make the difference between whether a person can stay in a job or not. And if they're disrupted from staying at their job, it makes it more difficult to get another job later on. So it's really a critical program, and the governor has been committed to trying to find some money to help folks in this region and throughout the state retain that level of service.
And we have a number of families in our community here who need that program and take advantage of it. Folks who are low-income workers who need a little help with child care. Otherwise, every dime, we all know what child care costs, every dime they make would go to child care, and they wouldn't be able to get on solid footing again and get on their own two feet. So this is very exciting, and especially that this money is going to come to help folks here in our community.
Yes, and it'll go through the United Way, and Albemarle will have an allocation, and so will the city of Charlottesville. So that's good news for families in our region.
That's terrific. Delegate David Toscano is our guest. We have not had an opportunity to speak with you since this election. Do you want to share a few thoughts on what has transpired over the last few days?
Well, it's been truly amazing. I mean, if you look at Virginia and what's happened in the senatorial race, how close it was and how ultimately Jim Webb prevailed, no one would have predicted this 6 months ago, and I hope it's going to be good for Virginia. I know it's going to be good for the country because I think we're going to have a injection of new leadership that will help us address some of our critical problems.
David, do you think that Jim Webb's, former Navy secretary and decorated veteran Marine, do you think that is going to put him on some of these influential military affairs committees or any of that?
Well, I hope it will. You know, I think Jim Webb took the position throughout the campaign that, you know, we all have to sit down, not we all, but the leadership in the Congress is going to have to sit down with the president and try to work through a number of options militarily and politically and diplomatically in the Middle Eastern region to figure out how we're going to solve this problem. And his skills and background is going to be tremendously important as we go through the next 6 months to a year to develop a new strategy for Iraq.
Yeah, clearly this is somebody who has experience in Washington. He knows Washington, so we will hope that he can hit the ground running, as it were. And there's a steep learning curve for a lot of folks who have never been sent to Washington to represent constituents, and hopefully his experience in the Reagan administration will help him and Virginia.
We hope so.
Delegate David Toscano, thank you, sir, for the time.
Oh, I'm pleased to be here.
Absolutely. Delegate David Toscano bringing us the breaking news that Governor Tim Kaine has found some money to resurrect the child care subsidy program that's administered by the Virginia Department of Social Services and locally in our community by the United Way. Honestly, one of those programs that really does work. It actually helps poor families get off of welfare, and those are the kind of programs that we want to see funded. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.